club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, July 31st goes to a hip-hop music producer named J.W. Lucas. I have never heard of this individual in my life. Didn't know he existed until yesterday. Envy, you ever heard of him?
No, I haven't.
Angelique, you ever heard of him?
Nope.
Okay, but he's produced for Lil Uzi, Jack Harlow, DaBaby, and Pop Smoke. So says The Shade Room and Genius. I feel like I am giving this man what he wants, and what he seems to want is attention. I don't know how or why you wake up and go to your social media and open up your Twitter and decide to tweet out something like this. This is what J.W. Lucas tweeted out. Why is the world asking for justice for hashtag Breonna Taylor? Of course she shouldn't have lost her life. But do you realize that she was involved with multiple drug dealers who were using her house as a trap spot? If you sign up for that life, there are consequences. End tweet. He actually posted that. Those words came out of his thumbs. First of all, wow. None of that is true. Right? None of that is true. Let's just start there. None of that is true. We should all know the story of Breonna Taylor by now. If you don't, here's a quick recap. Shortly after midnight on March 13th, Louisville police officers executing a search warrant used the battering ram to enter the apartment of 26-year-old Breonna Taylor. Contrary to J.W. Lucas's dumbass tweet, she was not a trap queen. She was an emergency room technician. All right? She was in bed with her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker. Okay? When they both heard the door get banged down, it was a brief exchange. And Kenneth did what I believe any human in America who owns a firearm would do if someone broke into his house, and that's let the hammer fly. All right, that's exactly what the right to bear arms is all about. Okay, the Second Amendment is the right for people to possess weapons for their own defense. There is not a man, woman, or child in America who owns a gun, who knows how to fire a gun, who would not have done the same thing in that situation. Okay, Kenneth fired, police fired back several shots, and poor Breonna Taylor was murdered. Now, there was so many things wrong with this situation, but the main problem was police had been investigating two men who they believe were selling drugs out of a house that was far from Ms. Taylor's home. Okay, but a judge had also signed a warrant allowing the police to search Ms. Taylor's residence because the police said they believed that one of the two men had used her apartment to receive packages. No drugs were found in the apartment. Okay, none. The police report contained multiple errors. They listed Breonna Taylor's injuries as none, even though she had been shot 8 times. And they say they did not force their way into the apartment, though they used the battering ram to break the door open. And police had already located the main suspect in the investigation by the time they decided to run up in Breonna's apartment. So they had who they were looking for already, okay? The moral of the story is J.W. Lucas doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And only in America will a white man find a way to defend the oppressor while making the oppressed a victim. Now, I saw on Hollywood Unlocked and The Shade Room yesterday where one of our fearless leaders, Queen Tamika Mallory, drop on the clues bombs for Tamika Mallory. Speaking to J.W. Lucas, some people said Tamika was wasting her time. I don't think standing up for Breonna Taylor or any black person who has lost their life due to systemic racism is a waste of time. I thought maybe this guy, J.W. Lucas, would have come to his senses and let Tamika talk some sense into him after being corrected, but no. Let's listen.
It's extremely racist for a white man to try to tell black people what we are doing, where we need to go, what our issues
that,
are.
And that is part of the gated institutional narrative. Tamika, I should be a leader in the Black Lives Matter movement because I'm more capable than you. Right. Yes, I am.
You know what? Here's what
you don't understand
do.
The nature
Here's
of reality.
Do,
All negative externalities must be eliminated.
The people that you do business with to make a decision about whether or not what you're saying and the propaganda and the lies that you're spreading is something that they should continue to support. So what I promise you is that you will have to deal with me for the rest of your life, because anybody you do business with, I'm going to show up to make sure that they know that you are a racist and that your rhetoric and the tone that you're using is extremely dangerous, and that you disrespected the life of a young 26-year-old
never,
woman.
Never. I will not accept that. That's and it shows your colors. You don't give a about decreasing problems, Tamika. You care about getting your own political game.
Did you hear the white privilege oozing out of his pores? Right? First of all, people really need to watch their tone when it comes to talking to queens like Tamika Mallory. Second of all, for him to say he can lead the movement better than Tamika? What do you even say to that? Like, what's your response? Why do you even dignify that with a response? Why does he feel comfortable talking like that and saying
I'm disgusted.
Things like he could lead the movement better than Tamika? You know why? Because he's a white man talking to a black person, especially a black woman. So it's a level of superiority and privilege that just comes with that. All right. Sexism, racism, we already know what it is. Now, keep in mind, he's a hip hop producer. So he was also on last night talking hip hop. Listen to what this man said about our culture.
You're calling me a culture vulture. When I am telling you that I bring more to hip hop culture than anyone in it, period.
He does more for hip hop than anyone in it.
That's crazy.
I never even heard of you until yesterday. Okay. The caucasity. The unmitigated, ghostly, pale gall of this human. You know, JW, feel how you want to feel. Say what you want to say. It's America. You have that right. Do your thing. But there has to be consequences and repercussions for people who talk like this. See, you can have freedom of speech, but you cannot be free of the consequences of said speech. And this is why we need our own version of like the Southern Poverty Law Center or the ADL, these organizations that fight against bigotry and racism. When someone does or says something that's offensive, you know, to our culture, hip hop, blackness, we should be organized or have an organization that lets people know this ain't welcome. Okay. We see it happen to people all the time, but for some reason, when it comes to hip hop and blackness, people are just allowed to continuously disrespect us and nobody says anything. All right. Nothing happens. Case in point, as I've said before, we can't even get the cops who kill us fired. We can't even get people canceled when they kill us. So, of course, someone like J.W. Lucas feels comfortable disrespecting us on all levels while making money in and off our culture. J. Lucas, today is a nice day. I don't know where you're located in the world, but it's summertime. I know you're in America. It's summertime, and it's nice out. So at some point today, I want you to go outside barefoot if you can. Put your feet in the ground, okay? Get grounded, all right? Take a few deep ocean breaths. Make sure your inhales and exhales are long, full, and deep. After you do that, look up. Look up, look up, look up. There is a star at the center of the solar system. It's the foundation of the solar system. It's a nearly perfect sphere of hot plasma. I want you to look at it. Feel the rays from it. Let it shine on your white skin and say to yourself, sun! Scream it, sun, and then spell it to yourself. S-U-N. Give me a S. Give me a U. Give me a N. And let it be a reminder to you that sun means shut up, That's what you have to do when you feel like tweeting something stupid or getting on live and saying something stupid. Just go outside and get some sun and remind yourself to shut up, And yes, white folks can be N-words too. Please let Remy Ma give J.W. Lucas the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
All right. I'm surprised at you, brother.
Who?
You. This is usually what? Where we do a petty party or something like that. You ain't want to do that today? Do some clown emojis, you know?
We can do clown emojis, but what we need to do is go in his comments, J.W. Lucas 702. All right, J.W. Lucas 702, and put a bunch of suns in his comments, all right? And say, shut up, okay? And let's see if he's stupid enough to get on live later and say, I got a bunch of people telling me to shut up in my comments. Let's see what happens, guys. This is a good social experiment. Let's see how far he's willing to take this, okay? Go to his comments. His Instagram is JW Lucas, JWLUCAS 702. Oh, he must be in Vegas. And put a bunch of suns. Just put the sun in his comments with the phrase, shut up. Okay? Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.